Beloved carols bring back such warm memories, family traditions, the tree, the stockings, dinner together, and Christmas Eve services. Join us now as we revisit our own stories through poetry and song so that we might be reminded of the greatest story of all.
Traveling to that familiar road.
Christmas traditions. Christmas lights twinkle and dance across our neighbor's yard. Beautiful snow is actually falling, and we are snuggled in our home, cozy as a family, sharing our favorite memories, traditions, and Christmas carols. Sure, there are movies we love to watch, presents we love to open, and favorite recipes we love to share. But the most meaningful of all is the miracle that is retold every year. Yes, this is the story that will never get old, the glory that offers so much to behold, scripture that we will continue to reread, the Savior that our hearts yearn for, search for, and believe. Luke 2:11-14. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The Christmas tree. The Christmas tree is decorated at last. We gather together for the family tradition of turning off every lamp in the room and plugging in the string of lights to watch the tree come to life. One of the youngest gets a turn to do the honor of placing the shiny star on top of the tree. What a beautiful sight! We gasp and smile with delight as we watch the glimmer of the tree by fireside and candlelight. the sound of the crackling fire, the glow of the colorful lights, and the smell of cookies baking in the oven all give us that warm and nostalgic feeling to which few memories compare. As we listen to our favorite Christmas songs from the years past, we are taken back to these peaceful and comforting times. We can still picture them in our minds. The cozy feeling of curling up next to Mom, watching Dad make up the fire as only he could. The sound of my sisters and me laughing as we take turns retelling funny stories of growing up. These are the precious moments that live in our hearts. Even when going through seasons of loss or difficulty, these memories give us peace and tranquility. And with these reassuring images from both the past and present, we are reminded of the passage in Scripture that brought good news and peace to others when they were uncertain and afraid. Luke 2:8-11. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Ready to
Christmas stockings. Christmas stockings are hanging from the mantel, our names handwritten on the top of each. Soon they will be filled with sweet surprises, oranges, candy canes, dolls and mittens, bubble bath slippers, dogs and kittens, race cars, Legos and building blocks, storybooks, crayons, and lollipops. The children are eagerly waiting. Some try to peek and guess what's inside. Their joy and delight are hard to hide. But as we move closer to Christmas morning, let's look beyond the shiny treasures and toys or the wish lists of both girls and boys. Instead, let us remember a star much brighter than all the presents in the world. Not a star on top of a tree, but a star that led men to believe. The Christmas star brought the three wise men who were seeking. They faithfully followed that light until at last they arrived. And with gifts that were precious and dear, they bowed down and presented them with reverence, awe, and fear. Matthew 2:9-11. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Give us
Christmas Eve dinner. Family dinner is served. The dining room table is beautifully decorated with cloth napkins, holly berries, and candlesticks. Our favorite Christmas china has carefully been brought out, reserved for occasions such as these. Sitting on each placemat, adorning the lace tablecloth, and the room is filled with delicious fragrances, honey-glazed ham, warm buttered rolls from the oven, and Grandma's famous apples with cinnamon. We excitedly look at the feast around the table, then with gratitude and reverence, we clasp hands and bow our heads to give thanks. Dad leads the prayer and we listen to his sincere words of praise, thanking God for bringing his son Jesus into our lives, for giving us the most valuable gift we will ever be given and the greatest love we will ever know. Then Dad raises his voice in song and the whole family joins to sing along the familiar Christmas carol, Silent Night. The last line echoes in the room and fills our hearts to overflowing. Christ the Savior is born. Yes, Christ the Savior is born.
Songs of angels fill the sky.
Come.
Christmas Eve service. The church doors are open to all. We quickly enter with other families, eager to come in from the cold. The familiar sight of red poinsettias and white twinkle lights in the lobby warmly welcome us in. We chatter with others as we unbutton coats, unwrap scarves, remove hats and mittens, and get settled in. Walking down the aisle to take our seats, we greet a familiar face, offer a hug or a warm handshake. As we gather all together, the music starts to play, and our voices join in song. The stained glass windows glow against the glimmer of the lights. There is something so beautiful and peaceful about this place, especially during special evenings like this. Little girls and boys are dressed up, wearing red and green. Some are holding candy canes and coloring pages. The youngest ones are carried by mom or dad, snuggled up with a blanket. They doze off and then wake up from time to time and look around with sweet, sleepy eyes. We worship together, followed by scriptures and teaching. Then as the service draws to a close, we come to the beloved annual tradition, the lighting of the candles. As the candlesticks are passed across the aisles, one flame is lit and then another. As we look around the room with lit candles, our hearts swell, and we wholeheartedly sing the words from the song, O Holy Night. With the dancing flames, our voices are raised. Christ is the Lord. O praise His name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory evermore proclaim.